I was minding my own business at my desk when my colleague or librarian, Julie Johnston, appeared downstairs where she was. She'd been setting a meeting up upstairs, and she said, "Were you aware of this tree that someone's left here on the table?" And I, of course, expected it would be a little plant or something, and I didn't know anything about it. So I came upstairs, and it was this, you know, beautiful piece of art, basically, that had been left by we know not who, with a little note. It's basically a tree coming out of a book.
It's got a note with it which says, "It started with your name at By Leaves We Live and became a tree. We know that a library is so much more than a building full of books. A book is so much more than pages full of words. This is for you in support of libraries, books, words, ideas. A gesture, poetic maybe." And there's a lovely book, rather battered looking little marbled cover book, and then out of it is growing this thing like a tiny bonsai tree, which has got layers and 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 layers of paper circles cut. The trunk is all horizontal paper circles cut from pages, and the ends of the branches are all twisted and gnarled and beautiful, and they're blossoming, that's not quite the right word, they're budding in little paper leaves, tiny things on them, like there's a little bird perched in the leaves when you look really carefully. There's a pair of faces around the corner of the trunk, and then beside it there's a broken egg, two halves of an egg. It's gorgeous. They're gold leaf on the inside, got beautiful shine, and it's like an egg that's made of strips and strips and strips of words. And inside the egg, so like the book has hatched and come up with a tree, and inside the egg is hatched, and it's got a poem which seems to be made out of found words, and they seem to be words from a book about birds, different kinds of buntings. And as you look, they're all strung together on a tiny piece of thread. I'm so scared I'm going to break this. They're all threaded together. As you get to the end, you find the magic words, different kinds of bunting, Arctic bunting, indigo bunting. You get the magic words, Basil Bunting. He's a slightly overlooked but brilliant poet. He's dead now. It says, "Basil Bunting, the sweetest singer, Prince of Finches, gone from these parts." That comes out of the gold-leafed egg. You cannot imagine anything more delicate and beautiful and product of imagination.
Can't imagine how long it took them to make it, that's the thing.
Yes, it really, labour of love is the description. It's just a joy. It's just such a beautiful, magical thing to find.
And I guess it's delicateness commands a respect, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Makes you quite... I think it's pretty strong, actually. That's pretty securely constructed. I'm not going to push my luck. But, yeah, you just find it and cannot believe someone's made it and then just left it to be discovered. That's the most magical thing.
And they're not just any old leaves, you noticed. Isn't that right?
Well, they appear to me anyway, and I could be wrong to be... Well, they look like oak leaves, do you think, Lilius? I mean, they're... And on our kind of outside the front of the library, we've got some artwork that was commissioned with this building. They're carvings of oak leaves by an artist called Mary Byrne, and they complement our strapline, "By Leaves We Live," that is where our Twitter name has grown from, which is a Patrick Geddes quote about kind of the idea that you reap what you sow, and what you put into your environment comes back.
We do not live by... some people think we live by money alone, which we all laugh hollily in here. And Patrick Geddes is saying that, no, it's not just about making a quick buck. What you put in is what you're going to get out. And actually, I think the leaves are the oak leaves, and then the other leaf shape is the leaf that's on our logo.
Looking at it even more, we keep bringing more things out of it, don't we? You know, it's, and there's birds as well. I think you mentioned the birds.
Actually, I hate to say it, but this is kind of like when you stumble across a poem that you've never read before and it just takes you out of the kneecaps because there's something about it really means a lot to you. And it's just the magic of stumbling across something like that that's just grown when you discover it.
I suppose it also exemplifies the fact that in a kind of in a time of library cuts and funding and stuff, you can't really put a figure on, you can't quantify what a library does for people, can you?
It's the gift that keeps on giving, really, like a bit like this, you know, it's such a special thing, a library. And yeah, you can't just put a kind of, certainly not a sum on, on the effect it has on people from a young age and what it means to be, to have a library in your community. So, in a way, it is the perfect little symbol of, you know, this is, what does it say? This is, for you in support of libraries, books, words, ideas. You know, it does kind of encapsulate those things. I think
it's got that lovely lasting feeling, like you know, the Carnegie libraries, you give people the books and the means to discover and make the magic for themselves, and look, something grows out of them. I just can't get over what a beautiful symbol it is.